بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم.
Allah has caused the works of those who disbelieve and hinder people from the way of Allah to go to waste.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وآمنوا بما نزل على محمد وهو الحق من ربهم كفر عنهم سيئاتهم وأصلح بالهم.
As for those who attained to faith and did righteous works and believed in what was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, which indeed is the truth from their Lord, Allah has remitted their evil deeds and has set their condition right.
ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم.
That is because those who disbelieved followed falsehood, whereas those who believed followed the truth that came to them from their Lord. Thus does Allah set forth to people parables showing their true state.
فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ فَشُدُّوا الْوَثَاقَ فَإِمَّا مَنًّا بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً حَتَّى تَضَعَ الْحَرْبُ أَوْزَارَهَا ذَلِكَ وَلَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
When you meet the unbelievers in battle, smite their necks until you have crushed them, then bind your captives firmly. Thereafter, you are entitled to set them free, either by an act of grace or against ransom until the war ends. That is for you to do. If Allah had so willed, He would have Himself exacted retribution from them, but He did not do so, that He may test some of you by means of others. As for those who are slain in the way of Allah, He shall never let their works go to waste, or against ransom until the war ends. The actual words of this verse as well as the context of their occurrence indicate that the verse was revealed during the period when sanction had been given for fighting, but before it actually took place. The words, "when you meet the unbelievers in battle," imply that the battle had not yet taken place and the Muslims are being directed as to what to do when it does take place. If the encounter were to take place, the Muslims are required to focus their attention on totally destroying the enemy's fighting prowess. Once that task had been accomplished, they may free the prisoners of war either by taking ransom from them or exchanging them for the Muslim prisoners held by the unbelievers. Additionally, they were required to treat such prisoners with due kindness while they are in the custody or release them graciously if that was deemed suitable. That He may test some of you by means of others. That is, if Allah had only wanted to suppress the votaries of falsehood, He was in no need of their help. He could have achieved this in the twinkling of an eye by means of an earthquake or a tempest, but He had a different purpose in mind. He wanted the devotees of the truth to enter into conflict with the worshippers of falsehood and strive against them. This, in order that the qualities possessed by the two groups would manifest themselves fully in the course of the test to which they would be put. This would then establish the rank and position to which each of them was entitled in consideration of character and conduct. He will guide them and set their condition right. He will guide them,
that is, guide them to paradise.
وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ.
And will admit them to paradise with which He has acquainted them.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ.
Believers, if you aid Allah, He will come to your aid and will plant your feet firmly. Believers, if you aid Allah, He will come to your aid.
If you aid Allah means to participate in the effort to exalt the Word of God and the truth.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
As to those who disbelieve, perdition lies in store for them, and Allah has reduced their works to naught.
ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم.
That was because they were averse to what Allah had revealed, so He let their works go to waste.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا.
Have they not journeyed through the land to see the end of those who went before them? Allah utterly destroyed them. These unbelievers are doomed to the same end. These unbelievers are doomed to the same end.
This can have two meanings. One, the devastation that overtook the unbelievers of the past was about to overtake the unbelievers who were unwilling to accept the Prophet Muhammad's message, peace be upon him. Two, the doom of the unbelievers will not be confined to chastisement in this world, but will rather extend to the hereafter.
ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم.
That is because Allah is the protector of the believers, whereas the unbelievers have none to protect them.